Microcast 3, whose blog is it anyway? Last week I attended the morning of the Always On Them event at the University of West of Scotland. This was organised by Professor David McGilvery. It looked at digital and social media use in education. I posted a brief summary of my talk and links to the audio that I recorded for EduTalk. I ended my talk with a few questions that I thought were worth thinking about. This is the first of a few microcasts doing just that. Here are three questions I think go together. Are we getting the best out of social media? Should pupils be more involved in posting? Do we read other productions, or are we using social media mainly as a broadcast? These were the easiest questions to start with. They come from the recent rapid expansion in the number of schools blogging and using Twitter across Scotland. I'm comparing it to how I thought blogging was going to go when I was actively involved in classroom blogging with pupils back in 2004 to 2008. At that time, I primarily thought about blogging as an activity for pupils. I also tried to get my pupils reading some other pupil blogs, doing a wee bit of commenting, occasionally blogging in reaction and the like. This was pretty time consuming. It did lead to some interesting experiences though. We did not, in those days, perceive much of an impact on our local community or even parents. Only getting engagement online from parents when we were away for a week-long school trip. Reading class and school blogs more recently, I get the impression they're more targeted at local community and parents and largely authored by staff. A couple of days before the events, I tried to see if I could get numbers to back up this impression. Globlogs consist of 33 instances of WordPress, one for each Scottish local authority and one central. Each is a homepage listing about 40 of the most recently updated public blogs. So I did a wee bit of scripting to scrape a list of URLs from each LA page, which got me 1,212 blogs, download the RSS feeds for latest posts for each of those blogs, which pulled down 9,002 posts, and extract the authors for all from all of these posts. From that, I could guess that users that were Mr., Ms., Mrs., and Ms., and Doctor and the like were adults. There are a few who used their usernames, which I discarded, and some who had an initial for a set first name, so I presumed those were adults. Finally, I removed a few familiar faces who I know were not pupils. This left me with 15% of posts that could have been posted by pupils. I expect it's even lower, as some teachers use their full names and their display name in Globlogs. This is quite different from the figure I would have guessed 10 years ago. At that point, I thought blogging would have become a place for pupils to share their learning and gain audience, and for teachers to post to professional development. It looks like we're using blogs more to broadcast now to parents and community. I'd be really interested in finding out if schools use Twitter in a similar fashion. It appears to me that most of the tweets are coming from teachers, and I wonder if there's a discussion of what's tweeted with pupils, if classes look at other schools' tweets, how much engagement between classes and learners is going on. Is Twitter part of the learning, or is it mostly used by schools to showcase that learning? I'm wondering, in both blogging and tweeting, is the idea of more pupil voice a good one? Is it too complex to manage? Is there anything to be gained by engaging with other classes and groups of learners? I've always presumed that these were good ideas, but they don't seem to have gained the popularity I expected. I seem to have ended up here with more questions than I started with. Given that it looks like I'll be teaching in a school next session, I'm looking forward to testing some of these things out in reality. I'll come back to some of the more tricky points and questions in a later microcast.